radio show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
In those fields of gold, 7 tons of steel and a 12-year-old working hard just to keep it in a straight line on the combine. Hand it down overalls and an AM radio. Try to get it right the first time and take it slow. Alabama singing in a hurry and I don't know. And a check was good to cash in. Call me out of town at 2 a.m. When a neighbor's down, I reach out my hand. I just can't turn my head and walk right past him. Call me old fashioned. And as I pulled out to drive, he said, be sure to call your mom sometime. Didn't hear it then, but I hear it now. You saying I love you the only way he knew how.
Alberta country trio High Valley is made up of brothers Brad Bryant and Curtis Remple. Their past hits include On the Combine, Call Me Old Fashioned, and A Father's Love. Their new CD is entitled Love is a Long Road, and it's finding great success at radio and CMT. The brothers have opened up for Keith Urban, Brad Paisley, and Reba, among others. And very shortly, they head on tour to open up for Little Big Town. My pleasure now to welcome High Valley to the show. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you here. Now, which of the Remple brothers is this?
This is Brad, the oldest, most mature brother.
They sent the oldest, maturest one here to do the talking.
Yeah, totally. That's my opinion anyway. We'll see what the other guys have to say about that.
That's terrific. Well, congratulations, first of all, on Love is a Long Road. Great album. I've been listening to it. How does it feel to have this album out, Brad, and the success you've had on it so far?
It feels quite amazing, honestly. I mean, our first record, as you were just talking about, On the Combine and Call Me Old Fashioned and Father's Love were really cool, and Stand By You, and of course, you know, we were really thrilled with our first record getting played on the radio, and then you have all this pressure with the second one to make sure that it'll do just as good, if not better, and we were just so thrilled with the response on Love is a Long Road, and it's opened up so many amazing doors for us, so we're really thankful.
What was the amount of time that went into putting the album together? I mean, just the song selection alone. How long with the songs did it take to narrow it down to the ones that are on the album?
Man, that always takes a long time. You know, it used to be before we moved here to Nashville, it was kind of like, hey, this is the week or weeks that we're going to spend on an album. And the biggest difference in living here is pretty much every day you're working on future music, whether that you might not know it, but you're writing a song and the song you write that day might, you know, end up on your future record. So I'd say for a year and a half straight, every day when I was writing, I was hoping that what I was writing could be a potential High Valley song, and thankfully about 10 of them were. So we just kind of listened to probably 500 different songs or something and picked the 11 that we thought were the best suited for the record.
Because I think as I look through here, there's just one song that is an outside song, which is Never Took Her Dancing. That's the only one that you didn't have a hand in writing?
Yeah, Alan Shamblin wrote that song. We were pitched that song. It's such a sad but beautiful song. And Alan wrote The House That Built Me, and he's wrote so many amazing story songs. And we were very pleased. He actually sent us an email right after we recorded it to thank us for cutting the song. And that was kind of a great moment because he's obviously had a lot of success, and he really has no need to get excited about us cutting one of his songs, but he was really nice and generous with his compliments, and we're real thankful that we got to cut his song.
Can't
kept the cars running and the lawnmower mowing, the bread on the table while the children were growing. Planted her roses, mended the fences, and back to her family, reunions in Texas. But he never took her dancing. No, he never took her dancing.
One of the things that I know you guys set out to do and have maintained is to have faith-based songs and songs that aren't negative.
Yeah, I just think it's so important when, you know, when we go to sleep at night, if we can know that the show that we put on that day or the CDs that somebody bought or the songs they downloaded on iTunes will hopefully make a positive impact on somebody's life, that's a really good feeling. And everybody's got their own thing that's true and about how they were raised and brought up and what they want to stand for. And country audiences are really hardcore about whether or not somebody's real and authentic. And we've always just tried to tell the truth and be real with our fans. And so far, they've been real receptive and real supportive. So that's great.
It must be great to hear the stories, and I'm sure you do, whether it's in an email or somebody maybe after a show is telling you what one of the songs that you guys have done has meant to them and maybe it's got them through a tough time or at least inspired them in some way. Have you had a chance to hear stories like that?
Yeah, we've been able to hear some pretty amazing stories, especially not only about this song, but A Father's Love was pretty amazing. We actually had people let us know that their father had passed away and they never knew that he loved them until after he passed when they heard our song on the radio. So it was pretty amazing to see how that song could be healing even after the fact for some people. And that was pretty amazing. On the Combine's had some pretty cool stories. People have used it, especially in Western Canada. A lot of people have used it as their wedding song, surprisingly enough, the first dance. And the couple actually that's in the On the Combine music video met on the set, and they actually just got married this past year. So they met during our music video, the making of On the Combine. Their first kiss was captured in the video, and now they're married. So it's kind of crazy.
Wow, that is really cool. We'll have to go back and look at that video and look for that couple. One thing that stood out to me about the song when I first heard it, I'm a huge Alabama fan, and it's cool you've got a reference in there to Alabama, and I'm in a hurry.
Hand it down overall, hand in AM radio, try to get it right the first time, and take it slow. Alabama singing in a hurry, and I don't know why.
I'm in a hurry to get some love. Yeah, Randy Owen, we actually were able to meet him a little while ago. We were at St. Jude in Memphis doing fundraisers for the kids there at St. Jude Cancer Research Hospital. And we told him about that, and he's a good he endorsed it and thought that was great. And Roger Murrah, my friend, actually wrote that song, I'm in a Hurry. So he endorsed us to use that reference as well. So that was pretty awesome.
Let's talk about your involvement in working with Paul Brandt. I've interviewed him in the past, great Alberta artist, big success in country music, of course, and he does so much more than just his work in music, does so many humanitarian things. But talk about working with Paul and the music you guys have done together.
Well, I mean, Paul's about as good as they get. He's not only an amazing performer, he's amazing business mind, marketing, everything you could possibly need to make it in the music industry, but on top of all that, he's just such an incredible guy, and he's just, I mean, I'm sure you can tell, he's gone out of his way to help us out. Way before anybody had heard of High Valley, he let us play the CCMAs with him. He helped produce and co-wrote On the Combine, and then just when I thought things couldn't get any better, he released a song that we wrote together called Together Again.
I'll be with you.
Together Again is a great song. I know that one from Paul. It's a really powerful, moving song.
Thanks. We wrote that in his barn out in Cochrane, Alberta, and we love writing together. He was actually just here in Nashville visiting me and some other friends, and we were able to write together a couple times. So hopefully there's some more collaborations, you know, to hit the radio waves in the future.
Now, three of you, you and your two brothers, grew up on a farm in Alberta, and obviously that's its own unique way of life. Maybe you can talk about that. And also found it interesting to read that you spent a lot of time writing songs either on a tractor or on a combine. I guess a great way to pass the time and a great place to get inspiration from.
Yeah, it sure was. And, I mean, lately it seems like I don't ever get the chance to do that anymore, but that sure was the way things were done growing up. Our band's been going since we were young little boys. And so it's just wherever you're at, you got to find inspiration. Now it's more of a, you know, everyday thing. You're in some studio and you're co-writing with somebody. But back in the day, I had never even heard of the concept of co-writing songs. I just, you know, was working for my dad, and we all were. And that's where melodies and ideas would come into my head. And when you get home from working on the farm, you grab your guitar as quick as you can and try and remember what you were thinking of and try and write it down somewhere.
Very cool. And I want to get back to a bit about the songwriting. And, of course, we've got a new song coming up to play from you guys. But let's talk about the name High Valley. I found it quite an interesting story. You had a little radio show, I guess, via your tape recorder when you were younger. And High Valley was a name you came up with for, like, all the bands you would interview or pretend to interview?
Yeah, I'd kind of introduce, you know, coming up is another song here by High Valley, and I have no idea why it was High Valley, but it always was. And when our band started in 1997, we played this open mic at a local gospel music festival, and the MC, after we played our song, said, "So what are you boys called?" And one of our guitar players' moms yelled out from the crowd, "High Valley," because we were all too embarrassed. For some reason, we were, like, embarrassed to even have a name. We didn't think of ourselves as a band. We just thought of ourselves as brothers playing music. So we had a couple friends in the band at the time, and his mom yells out High Valley, and it stuck. That was it.
It's a great name. It has a nice sound to it, and I just assumed that maybe there was a place in Alberta that somehow that related to. Is that the case, or it was totally just made up?
Yeah, it's totally just made up. There's High Level and Valley View and High River, but as far as we know, there's no High Valley.
That's great. Well, there is one now, a very successful band. And the song I want to share now, Brad, is Love You For A Long Time. This is one you wrote with Ben Stennis and Jared Crump for the album. Did very well. And if people head to highvalleymusic.com, your website, they'll see the video there right on the first page. Yeah, what can you tell us about the song?
Well, Ben and Jared are two great friends of mine. I'm actually neighbors with Ben Stennis, and Ben's had success writing for Jason Aldean, and we were getting together. We're all from three different parts of the country. Ben's from Georgia, and Jared's from Texas, and I, of course, I'm from northern Alberta, and we just said, you know, what lasts forever? Where you're from, what's something that you think lasts forever? And we all went around and talked about, you know, different things that we thought would last forever, and of course, culminating in being this man's love for this woman. And it's a really upbeat, fun song, and we always want to have three-part harmonies, bluegrass kind of acoustic instruments, but still a lot of rock and drums, and so we found that combination there.
Let's share it now. This is High Valley, Love You For A Long Time on In The Country.
Light up the summer sky. I love you for a long time.
great song from High Valley here on In the Country. That is called Love You for a Long Time. Their latest album is Love is a Long Road, and one of the brothers from the group, Brad Rempel, is my guest joining me on the line. And I think you mentioned earlier, you guys now live in Nashville?
Yeah, Curtis and I both live down here, and Brian is still holding down the fort up in Latrobe, Alberta.
Very cool. What are your live shows like? Lots of energy, I assume. And do you do a lot of talking as far as discussing the songs or talking about your lives growing up?
We try to. We're big time into story songs, but you kind of have to read the crowd. If it's a young crowd that just wants to stand and sing along and rock out, then you don't want to bore them to death with stories. And if you're in a theater where people are there to kind of get to know the stories behind the songs, then that's a different scenario. So it's kind of a case-by-case situation.
I understand you guys headed to Nashville and did some recording all the way back in 2001. What was that experience like, and what stuff did you record then?
We recorded some music that we pretty much never want you to hear back then. Our dad was our first record company. He stuck his neck out and flew us down here and paid for us to make a record, and thankfully it sold good enough that we were able to pay him back quickly, and we really worked our tails off just touring around small towns and trying hard to get people to know about High Valley, and it was such a good way to learn is just by not really knowing much about the business, but just knowing that you love music, and that nobody told us any different. So we just got on the phone and tried to find festivals and camps and rodeos and jamborees to play at, and sooner or later things caught on.
Now let's go back in time a bit, Brad. Your brothers, Brian and Curtis, how did all three of you come together musically and begin to form a singing group, the three of you? How did that all come about?
Brian and I both started at the same time. Brian started playing bass when he was 9 years old. Our dad was a bass player, and our mom played a 12-string electric acoustic guitar, and I took that up when I was 12, so same time. And Curtis was quite a bit younger. He's 6 years younger than me. So years later, one of our sisters left a mandolin at our house, and he picked it up and started learning a few chords, and I think it was 2005 or 2006 when he started hitting the road with High Valley.
Very interesting. Some of your influences, I understand from reading up on you, Diamond Rio, love them as well, Ricky Skaggs, of course, George Jones. Who are some of the other artists, maybe comment on these ones as well, that just got you guys excited about country music?
It was all about the vocal groups, really. So, yes, Diamond Rio, Alabama, Shenandoah, Restless Heart, Blackhawk, anybody who had the harmonies turned up a little louder than everybody else. That's who we love to listen to. So I remember a couple of the first songs that Brian and I ever sang that were not actually vocal group songs. John Michael Montgomery had a "Could You, Would You, Ain't You Gonna" song, and we sang that.
Yeah.
But when it got to the part where he said, "Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing," we didn't really want to sing hugging and kissing because we were 12 and 9 and super embarrassed. So we would just mumble over that part every time.
That is too funny. Have you had a chance over the years to meet any of these heroes of yours or influences from the music world now that you've been down in Nashville and other parts you've been at?
Yeah, I've actually become really good friends with the guys in Diamond Rio. Ricky Skaggs has taken us on tour and been awesome to us. I've been able to write with the guys from Blackhawk a few times. More recently, Phil Vassar has been really good to us, taking us on the road with Craig Morgan, and Phil and I have got together weekly to write songs, and he's such an amazing writer, and it's been quite awesome.
Have you guys ever thought about bringing in on your record either another artist or another group, maybe just somebody to add in sort of a duet kind of feel to a song? Has that ever gone through your mind, or have you planned that?
Yeah, we haven't planned it, but I've thought about it a lot, and we've been asked that before, who would be a dream duet partner, and honestly, it'd be pretty sick if we could ever have Ricky Skaggs play mandolin and sing with us on a kind of bluegrassy tune on a record. That would be pretty awesome, and hopefully that happens. Of course, we grew up on, like, Honey, Won't You Open That Door and Highway 40 Blues and Don't
yeah.
Cheat in Our Hometown and all that stuff, but lyrically, those songs made no sense to three young guys raised in a conservative home. But he's such a great guy, and he's really taken the bluegrass world by storm, and he's a big proponent of the bluegrass style of music and kind of an ambassador. And he's great. He can rock out on the electric guitar, that's the best of them, but at the same time, he's kind of known for killing it on the mandolin, but both ways, he's amazing.
Have you guys had a chance to play the Grand Ole Opry as of yet?
Yeah, we just made our Opry debut on January 5th, and amazingly enough, it was Skaggs that introduced us to the audience. We were on during his half-hour segment, and Love and Theft was on the show that day, and it was really quite amazing. It was our mom and dad and our three sisters flew down to see us, and it was about as perfect for our family as it possibly could have been. It was so great.
Oh, that's got to be a huge moment, to say the least. Almost surreal, I'm sure, to be up on the stage where all the, you know, the artists that you've known, and now you're on the stage.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Our mom and dad brought us down in 2001 for the first time to see the Opry. We saw Ricky Skaggs, we saw Diamond Rio, and it just blows my mind that we were able to sing on. Hopefully there's many more opportunities in the future, but we sure loved our first time.
Let's turn to another song from the album, Brad, and in fact, this is the brand new one. Brand new single, just released a couple of weeks ago to radio, starting to get played. It's a great song, great message in it, another one of those songs with meaning to it, called Trying to Believe. What can you tell us about this song? You wrote it along with Travis Meadows.
Trying to Believe is definitely the favorite song I've ever wrote, definitely the most personal song. Most people that know about High Valley know that we were raised in a conservative Mennonite family. You know, went to church, believed in Jesus and all that. And as you grow older, you know, I think it's so important to make sure that you understand why you believe what you believe, and not just because somebody told you you should. And as I became a family man and my son was born, all of a sudden he's, you know, 4 years old now and old enough to ask questions. And, you know, a four-year-old boy will ask a million questions. And I just wrote this song about, you know, me explaining what I believe, and you pretty much just have to listen to the song. It's the best way I can explain it, but it's really a soul-searching song, and it's about as brutally honest as I could ever be with myself, and I thought I'd share it with the rest of the world.
This is High Valley and Trying to Believe, brand new music here on In the Country.
Gone crazy, I believe it. You can see it on the news. Everybody's preaching about something, but it don't mean nothing if it ain't true. It's easy to get lost where the black turns into gray. I ain't smart enough to walk alone and find my way. I'm stubborn as the day is long. Struggle with God, but it don't we all. I walk the line, then I straddle the fence. Blame it on the devil when it don't make sense. I'll take my chances on what I can't see. Don't wanna die, never try to believe. I've got a son and he's got questions about heaven and all that stuff. What kind of dad ain't got no answers when I can't answer? I'll make it up. If I'm wrong somewhere along the way, I hope he's. God must have a big old heart to love a man like me. Stubborn as the day is long. Struggle with God, but he don't we all. Walk the line, then I straddle the fence. Blame it on the devil when it don't make sense. I'll take my chances on what I can't see. Don't wanna die, never try to believe.
friends. Blame it on the devil when it don't make sense. I'll take my chances on what I can't see. I'd rather trust in God than trust in me. I'll take my chances on what I can't see. Don't wanna die, never trying to believe.
The latest single from Hyde Valley, be sure to request it at your local country station. That is called Trying to Believe. The website is highvalleymusic.com. And the latest album, Love is a Long Road. You'll know the great songs you've heard on the radio on it so far. Let It Be Me, Have I Told You I Love You Lately, Love You for a Long Time, and now that new single that is going to be all over radio, Trying to Believe. And congratulations, you guys, very exciting, Brad, are about to embark on a tour opening up for the great group Little Big Town.
Yeah, we're so excited. They're so amazing. Their harmonies are so great, and we can't wait to hear them live every night and learn as much as we can. And we've also been told from everybody in the business that they're great people. So we're gonna go hang out with them for the next 10 days, and I think it's going to be pretty amazing.
That's got to be fun. I mean, opening up for them, getting to, like you say, chat with them, hang out. You've also had a chance to open up for Keith Urban, Brad Paisley, Reba McEntire, pretty big names. In those cases, did you get a chance to say hi to them and chat a bit?
We've been able to talk to Keith Urban and to Brad Paisley as well. Reba, I think we said hi, and that was about it. But
right.
She's a big movie star, so we got to be a little more careful with her. But she's awesome, and we haven't got to know those people as well. But Keith Urban, back in the day when we first ever came to Nashville, he was kind of brand new, and we met him at a Ricky Skaggs concert. He was there with his mom, and we were there with our mom and dad, and it was a CD release party, and it was pretty cool. We got to chat with him for a long time, and that was back before his first number one single, so he's absolutely skyrocketed ever since that day. But the beautiful thing about country music and Nashville is there's so many good people, and even though they're so successful, there's so many superstars that are just really great down-to-earth people, and we've had nothing but great experiences so far.
Great genre to be a part of, isn't it, to have that connection, know that other artists are supporting you, and you can team up for different things, whether it's a charity event or a concert, and yeah, there's that real family feeling within country music.
Yeah, there sure is, and it definitely is a good example for us. You know, obviously Paul Brandt has been a huge example to us of what it looks like to be successful and still be respected and still stand up for what you believe in, and our goal is that someday we'll be, you know, on the other side of that coin, and there'll be some new young kids in town, and we can take them under our wings. So we really hope that we can live up to doing for other people what some awesome people have done for us.
Cover songs. Do you guys, you've got so many original songs now for your shows, but do you do cover songs in your performances, Brad?
Yeah, we've been covering a Backstreet Boys song for many years because we sing it in German. We grew up speaking Low German, this Mennonite dialect. And
right.
More recently, we've been covering the Black Eyed Peas, Carly Rae Jepsen, and One Direction.
Very cool. It's out of the country music genre, which adds a nice twist to things.
Yeah, it usually catches people off guard, and I think it's good to shake things up every once in a while.
That's fun. The videos, I mentioned Love You for a Long Time. That's on the first page of highvalleymusic.com. It's really interesting, some cool effects in that video. Do you guys like doing videos? Do you feel pretty comfortable in front of the camera and acting out whatever the parts are?
Yeah, we feel comfortable acting in front of the camera. What we don't feel comfortable is wearing three-piece suits in 110-degree weather. And we were in the desert of Indio, California, shooting that Love You for a Long Time video. So that was fairly intense. But regardless, it turned out really cool, and I don't think there's too many scenes where you can tell how sweaty we really are. So it's all good.
Very glamorous. And I like that one because of the cool effects, and there's some black and white going on and back to color, and it's a pretty unique video.
Yeah, thank you. We're you know, blessed to have been able to work with some pretty awesome producers and directors who, for whatever reason, were kind enough to work with us, and it's been really cool. I think we've shot 6 or 7 videos now, and it's kind of mind-blowing. We never thought we'd even get to shoot one, so it's been pretty great.
As we get set to wrap up here, Brad, I wanted to ask you about songwriting in general. What is it that you love most about songwriting, and is there a challenging part to it for you?
Yeah, what I love most about songwriting is I'm a people person, so I love co-writing. I love getting together with my friends and trying to knock one out of the park. And probably the most stressful part about songwriting is that moment when you know that the song is good, but it's not great, and you're just kind of at wit's end trying hard to find out how to absolutely just knock it out of the park. And you kind of are sitting on this basic, fairly good idea, but you really want to make it 10 times better. And that's the trick, I guess, that everybody's aiming for.
Brad, thanks so much for being part of the show. It was great to have you here. And, of course, the group is also made up of your brothers, Brian and Curtis, the Rempel brothers from Alberta. Latest album, Love is a Long Road. And the group, of course, is High Valley. Been such a great time chatting with you, Brad.
Thank you so much. It was a great time for me as well. And thanks for making the time.